Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 26, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Bluevine adds Allpoint to its ATM network. U.S.-based digital banking platform Bluevine has partnered with Allpoint to offer more ATM cash deposit locations to its customers. CFPB targets fees on real-time transaction declines. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has proposed new rules to block FIS from adding fees on transactions declined right at the swipe, tap, or click. Novo announces Novo Payroll for small businesses. Novo has announced Novo Payroll, a payroll solution that is fully integrated into Novo's platform of small business banking, budgeting, and working capital solutions. Rapid Finance and Loan Pro join forces for U.S. small business lending. U.S.-based financial service provider Rapid Finance has partnered with LoanPro to provide lending as a service, LAS, to small businesses across the U.S. Central One taps Flinks for open banking functionality. Canada-based financial services provider Central One has partnered with open banking platform Flinks to enable financial data exchange for credit unions. Payable secures EMI license from the CBC. Cyprus-based paytech company Payable. Finmont partners with Pax2Pay. Global payment orchestration platform Finmont has partnered with digital payments provider Pax2Pay to incorporate travel virtual card solutions for European merchants. Fiserv's poll card introduces PAX A920 Pro Smart POS. PAX Technology has announced that Fiserv Polska, the owner of the poll card brand, has introduced the PAX A920 Pro Smart POS device into its offering in Poland. PayPal, Venmo to enhance commerce with new solutions. U.S.-based financial technology company PayPal and Venmo have announced 6 new improvements that aim to enhance commerce for consumers and merchants. MasterCard strengthens collaboration with Booking.com. MasterCard has announced the strengthening of its ongoing partnership with digital travel platform Booking.com to remove payment friction for travel partners. Mondu raises 30 million euros in debt financing round. Germany-based B2B BNPL payments provider Mondu has raised 30 million euros in a debt financing round from Vereinigte Volksbank Raiffeisenbank, VVRB. Federal Reserve FS launches ACH risk management service. The Federal Reserve Financial Services has launched a new ACH risk management service to help financial institutions in their fraud detection efforts. BitMEX launches margin program for increased trading capacity. Seychelles-based crypto derivatives exchange BitMEX has launched Margin Plus, a program designed for advanced traders who want enhanced collateral and increased trading capacity. Could CBDCs help prevent fraud? Mandatory reimbursement for victims of authorized push payment, app, scams came into full effect under the Payment System Regulator, PSR, at the end of last year. MasterCard bids to kill passwords with new biometric service. MasterCard is hoping to consign passwords to the history books with a new biometric authentication service. Venmo, Zelle and Cash App leave users vulnerable to fraud, Manhattan DA. Manhattan's district attorney has written to the firms behind Venmo, Zelle and the Cash App, calling on them to up their security measures in the face of growing fraud. BlueSnap appoints Sharon Weiss as general manager, Israel and EVP of R&D. BlueSnap, a leading provider of global payment solutions, today announced Sharon Weiss has joined Blue Snap as General Manager, Israel and EVP of R&D effective immediately. Weiss' appointment comes as longstanding GM, Israel and EVP of R&D, Meir Geffen, has decided to retire from his role following 9 years with the company. CFTC cautions against AI. Be wary of the hype. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, has issued a customer advisory warning to the public to keep an eye out for artificial intelligence, AI, scams. Artwork money laundering runs rife, warns NCA in Amber Alert. The UK's National Crime Agency, NCA, has issued an Amber Alert to prevent further money laundering in the art storage sector. 2024 commercial payment trends, instant cross-border payments, ESG growth, and payment coexistence. The future of commercial payments doesn't rely on a one-size-fits-all approach. I2C partners with the Bank of Missouri. U.S.-based banking and payment solutions provider I2C has partnered with the Bank of Missouri, TBOM, to help fintechs launch digital banking products. Jack Henry launches the Banno Business Solution. U.S.-based fintech Jack Henry has launched the Banno Business Solution to help institutions modernize their banking experiences. MoneyHub adds Co-op Bank, Smile Bank, and Crew Bank open banking connections. MoneyHub, a data and payments platform, has announced it has become the first third-party provider, TPP, to connect to Co-op Bank, Smile Bank, and Crew Bank. Exeter Finance taps Socure for identity verification. U.S.-based identity verification provider Socure has announced that auto finance company Exeter Finance has chosen the Socure ID Plus platform for onboarding its new customers. Signum raises more than $40 million US in an oversubscribed round. Switzerland-based digital asset banking group Signum has successfully secured over $40 million US in its ongoing strategic growth round. The Bank of Missouri signs with I2C. I2C Inc., a leading provider of banking and payment solutions, announces a five-year partnership with the Bank of Missouri, TBOM, a celebrated community bank renowned for its pioneering digital banking initiatives. UK fintech capital investment in 2024, far from rock bottom. Innovate Finance held an event this week to launch their capital investment in UK fintech in 2023, Insights and Trends Report, ahead of their global summit in London in April. CFTC cautions against AI. Be wary of the hype. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, has issued a customer advisory warning to the public to keep an eye out for artificial intelligence, AI, scams. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.